Okay.
Okay. All right, guys.
How exciting!
All right, Bree.
Okay.
So three.
He's like our first non-fitness guest.
Yeah, that's true. Three.
That's cool.
Two. One. Did you start it? Oh my god.
Epic.
Oh, fail.
Okay. We're good.
Welcome everybody to Lais and the Coach, and this is episode 2 of season 9, and we are starting on a bad note.
Is it on?
I don't know. Yes, is it on? Great. Very techie.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were just saying how this is our first non-fitness guest on the show, because over 9 seasons we have talked about fitness till we turn blue.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
And if you watched or listened episode 1, one of the things that I said was that this season we were going to talk more about the process, the journey, all the things that run parallel to fitness that we are always preaching. Mm-hmm. And for us, building businesses is one of those things, because a business starts at zero. Mm-hmm. And building that business from the ground up is a process very similar to getting somebody ready to compete, get on stage in a bikini. From the moment that they decide that they want to do it up until the moment that they step on stage, there are so many things that happen. And business is very similar to that. So that was one of the reasons that this season we wanted to kind of shift in a different direction. And our first guest is actually the editor of Around My Town in St. Cloud, Lake Nona.
Kissimmee. Yeah, Avalon Park eventually.
Avalon Park eventually. We have an ad in the magazine. And when we were chatting, he was telling me about moving to St. Cloud and getting the magazine started. And he's from Miami, and I'll let him tell a story. But there are so many parallels in getting any kind of business started, right? From day one where you decide that you want to do something, is just like day one where you decide that you want to lose weight, or day one where you decide that you want to transform the way you look, or day one where you decide that you want to do one of these fitness competitions and get on stage. The parallels to all of that are in line 100%. And the journey to wherever you're going is very similar.
Yes.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
Let's start at the beginning. Sure. So you moved to St. Cloud. Oh, sorry, guys. Can you please introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Jason Levy, editor, CEO of Around My Town Lifestyle Publications.
Yes.
Awesome. So you moved to St. Cloud a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, How long ago?
About 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago, and you were in Miami before that.
Yep.
Yeah. What part of Miami?
Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah.
Shout out to South Florida.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We love South Florida.
We were just talking about going back.
I know.
For
just for yeah, just for the weekend. Yeah, you don't
like,
want
to. You know, we've gone down for like coffee.
Yeah.
And like, Misha's cupcakes.
Driven down, gotten a coffee, a sandwich, a cupcake, and driven right back.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get there, and we have family there, so we get there to see family, and then by the time, we just, okay, when are we leaving?
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you. But what made you decide to move to St. Cloud?
Well, that's one of the reasons.
Okay.
No, and then we just wanted to be a bit more quiet. We want to have, you know, our own, you know, land and you know, obviously investment, real estate was a lot cheaper to buy over here back then. Obviously, everything is super expensive right now. But it got to a point where, you know, we had to kind of make a decision on what we're going to do to raise our family. And we felt that up here, you know, was a little bit better to do that.
Awesome.
So we went through that process. We moved up here. We actually first started in Hunters Creek area.
Okay.
And then moved. We bought our home almost 3 years ago.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. And how did the magazine come about?
So, well, pandemic year pretty much happened for everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we all participated.
Right. Yeah. So that kind of got. I had actually laid off a couple times from different roles during that year. And I felt, you know, having two kids, just bought a house. So it was at a point where it's like, you know, I want to make sure that I could see a future for me and could raise my kids the right way without having to worry, am I going to have a job? You know, what's going to happen? You know, and even now in the tech industry, I work at tech right now as a director of marketing, and you see Salesforce and Microsoft and Google and Twitter and Facebook. All these people are losing a good percentage.
Yeah.
So I don't think where I'm at is going to be affected. I think we're a pretty solid place, but you never know.
Let me ask you a different question before you continue.
No, of course.
That topic interests me. Do you feel, because you're in that industry, that is correlated to the economy or that is correlated to technology?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because I'm sure you're familiar with ChatGPT.
Can't stop using it.
Okay.
It is.
I mean, it's fun.
I love it.
It's fun.
It's fun. He's not a fan.
No, it's fun, but we got to be careful because from as a marketing perspective, you got to be careful of copying and pasting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Of course.
Because you're going to get dinged on SEO. You're going to get dinged on several other things. So we got to be a little bit careful of what you use it. But if you do the strategy right and you say, hey, I want to be particular of what I want to solve for and then reword it a little bit, you know, different strategies,
of course,
you'll be fine.
Absolutely.
But anyways, because of ChatGPT, and different AIs, creative directors, creative designers, copywriters, their roles are going to start diminishing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For me as a director of marketing, not so much because I have a little bit more flexibility there on what I could bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is with these individuals, like I mentioned, it's like I'd rather use, you know, DC.
They're quicker, they're faster, they're more accurate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So in the tech industry as a whole, that's what you're seeing. But it's also the economy.
Right.
Right. So it's a yes for both to answer your question.
Okay.
And you see it across the board.
Right.
You know, Facebook and Google and Microsoft, I mean, they hired so many people.
Right.
But they just don't need them.
Right.
And to pay it and to pay their bonuses and to pay, they just can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it is both.
Okay. Cool. Now, circling back.
So because of that, right, you know, I was during the pandemic times and I lost my job. Thankfully, I found one really quick because I'm me.
I
was able to find something really, really quick within like 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
But I said, wait a minute, you know, I don't want to have that scare again.
Right.
So I started saying, okay, well, you know, what can I do on the side gig that is not going to take that much more, you know, of my time that could, you know, keep it up. It could help, you know, the community and in general, because I love this town and I love this area. So what can I do to keep me busy, you know, on the side and then be able to scale?
Right.
And that's one of the things where I started kind of like researching around. And then if you notice, not many in this area specifically have what I offer.
Right.
With the magazine.
Yeah.
Right. And I said, boom, let's start it. And it started as around St. Cloud as the magazine. And there was nothing. There was a little kind of tiny, you know, flyer style. Mm-hmm. Remember the flyer back in Miami?
Mm-hmm.
So they had that and they were around, but they're like, you know, newspaper material.
Oh my God, I can't stand like, the way that feels.
I'm telling you, I have a couple if you want to, you know, put ink in your hands.
I can't stand the way it smells.
I can't either.
And I can't stand the way it feels.
And then the face, you have to wash your hands 10 times for it to.
Awful.
Right? And this guy, I'm saying, no offense to the, I'm not going to mention any names, but.
No offense.
Like it sucks. Like, yeah. I'm sorry.
Right?
And you could have 30,000 distribution for that thing, but ultimately it sucks. And I wanted a product that I could, you know, do where it's a little bit nicer, which if you see, like it's nicer material, nicer thing to feel and hold. And it's something that competitively, you know, you can't beat in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
There was one other one that was there for a while, but they just did it to rate, you know, a bunch of articles. And I'm sure you've seen it. It was called The Sunrise. It was all right. You know, it was a lot of different articles and whatever. But the thing is, they got too town political. They got too political with the people, right? So every time there was an issue with the town, right? They say, oh, well, you have to go this way. And then they wrote a 30-page section of water treatment. And it's like, who's going to spend their time with the water treatment?
Yeah,
No one cares. No one cares. I saw that. That was one of my samples that I brought that I saw. And I'm like, what is this? Who's gonna read this?
No.
And there was no value. So then I said, all right, well, what can I do to bring value and this and that? So that's how kind of it started. But it was just supposed to be for St. Cloud,
right?
And then my business, you know, mindset started kind of moving. And I'm like, well, how am I gonna scale? What else can I offer? How else can I, you know? And me, you know, having 20 plus years of marketing experience, I've been in traditional, I've been in digital, I've been all over the place. You know, worked at Universal for a while, worked at Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. So bringing all this breadth of education and experience, I'm like, I need to be able to offer something else.
Right.
So I started scaling a little bit in my mind. That's why the Lake Nona aspect came in, Kissimmee, just for the publication. But then we incorporated social media, we incorporated digital, we incorporate website, so business listing, SEO, all that in the one package. So when you talk to me, when you call me and you say, hey, I want to be in your magazine, you're just not going to be in my magazine. You're going to be, you know, your business is going to be exposed throughout the entire St. Cloud area and the different towns that we offer.
Right.
And then you're going to be in the social media tied to the hashtags and going on their website. If you Google some of the companies that are on my website, I mean, you have to scroll a little bit because, you know, obviously there's other algorithms that, that bring it first, but you, I'll be in the first page,
right,
you know, on two or three of them, you know, especially if it's a bigger, you know, process of the keywords.
Right.
So anyways, long story short, like all that combined to be able to offer that one package.
That's so cool.
Right. And then in St. Cloud, you know, it was just like, all right, there's only so much I could do in St. Cloud. Mm-hmm. That's when we started saying, all right, well, let's look at Lake Nona. Let's look at Kissimmee and what else I could do. So we started expanding that way.
Got it.
I love that. So, that's so cool.
And again, just to go over the parallel. So you found yourself in a situation mm-hmm. where you needed to do something.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it was the last episode we were talking to somebody. She was walking in the mall and saw a reflection in the mirror and couldn't recognize herself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How many times?
She's like, someone else is wearing my shirt.
Right.
She's
right. Like, it's awesome.
How many times has somebody put on an outfit that doesn't fit mm-hmm. or gone somewhere and just they're not comfortable, right? Like
yeah.
you get to this point where you don't necessarily have to be rock bottom, but you're like, all right,
yeah.
I got to do something different.
Right.
You know, because anytime you're rock bottom, which we've been down that road,
yeah.
like
rock bottom's a little different.
At least you got to, you know, you got nowhere to go
yeah.
but up.
Yeah.
But you do get to these points where I got to do something different and I have to pivot.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I want a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily just looking to do the same in a different way.
There's a shift.
There's
required.
A shift.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then you start doing it. And then you see, and I talked about this in our last episode, mm-hmm. as you do the thing and there's more belief, right? You start to believe that what you're doing is working, your standards
mm-hmm.
change, and then you start to elevate a little bit more.
Well, that's the thing, that you're not settled, you're never settled,
right.
right? And then there's no backtracking. There's no, let's say, all right, well, I'm done with the magazine.
I can't go back.
I can't, you know, you can't go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like when this person from the Sunrise just gave up because she gave up, it's like, why? Right? You know, you have to be able to have that drive and that passion of continuing. And now people are so there's a section in the back of the magazine that has like little puzzles,
mm-hmm.
right? And it was just an extra fluff piece, right?
Uh-huh.
That we put in just for fun, right? But guess what? Like there's a couple times that I removed it because of space constraints. And I actually had people call me and tell me, hey, why'd you remove the puzzle?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Why'd you remove the little thing? I actually spent time, you know, doing it. Every
yeah.
time my parents come in and I have a bunch of my magazines laying around, my dad spends
awesome.
Days sometimes, you know, doing the crossword puzzle that I have
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So let me ask you, had you done a magazine before?
So my background, my original background was in traditional advertising.
Okay.
Right? My first 7-8 years of my career was in traditional. So this was magazines, brochures, business cards, flyers on that side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because obviously back then, I don't want to age myself, but back early 2000s, right, there was no real digital.
Was there internet back then?
Come on. I'm not that old, all right? But I mean, there wasn't, you know, full websites. There
okay.
wasn't, I mean, we did like a little mini site, you know, for grand openings and stuff like that. For
and people weren't as techie.
There
so
were.
That wouldn't have worked.
Right,
you know?
Right. So there was social media, but
yeah.
there was just Facebook, you know, and it was very, very minimal, right? So
yeah.
there was a little bit of digital. We did some email,
mm-hmm.
But most of it was traditional. So, you know, 75% of my marketing, you know, ad spend was on traditional marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I have, you know, done
okay.
that to answer your question.
Okay.
And then what I noticed, obviously, with the shift and everything with technology is a big, big shift,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, you use that. Like, there was a meme that I saw where it was back then you would hate to get all the mail, right?
Yeah.
And you're dying to get that one email.
Yeah.
And now it's the opposite.
Right.
Backwards.
Right? Now it's backwards. It's
yeah.
like, I hate all these emails because you get a shit ton of them. I want...
I say it all the time.
Right? I want to see something physical.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying for you to get 30 of these things because it gets a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah,
I understand
yeah.
that. But there has to be something where it's like that physical piece where it still goes a long way.
Yeah.
I always thought, like, I remember when all the newspapers were switching to Kindle
mm-hmm.
or and I remember thinking to myself, there is an element of that routine of opening the newspaper
yeah.
that isn't going to go away,
right?
Yeah,
that people are still going to want. People want to go through the like the physical act of moving
yeah.
the pages.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that, you know, you kind of lose a little bit of yourself. So I knew, again, as we evolve, I knew things would be digital,
right?
But I always figured, like, I used to get, like, the muscle and fitness magazines. I always wanted them, right? I always wanted the magazine to go through the pages,
mm-hmm.
even though I could look it up. I could look up stuff faster than the
yeah,
magazines would
different.
Come out. But there was something different about going page to page and taking your time on the page that
right.
you want. That there's it's almost, there's a little bit of humanness to
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, that's how I'm with lists and like agendas and like calendars. Like I still like the paper version of it. Yep. You know?
100%.
It's like I get it. It's on my phone. I have notes. I have calendar. But it's like I like to flip through pages.
The problem nowadays is that everything on the phone is getting inundated with absolutely everything. Facebook, you know, all these social media things. That's why I'm not on Facebook anymore. Even the business is not on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because there's so much on that Facebook that there's you know, from chats to people to pictures to what I did last weekend. And then you have the businesses and then you have the groups and then you have all these different. It's like so overwhelming.
Yeah.
But the same thing, if you think about it, is on life, right?
Right.
When on your phone, you have your chats, you have your Instagram, you have your calendar, you have all these updates on a regular basis where it's annoying. It really is. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to have some kind of physical attributes, you know, and that you could pick up and do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, good. I'm not saying it's the best thing because obviously you could have that. I have a digital form of that,
mm-hmm.
right? You could actually download it and flip through it exactly like that on your tablet, on your phone, on your computer. But you also have that physical. So I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but it's good to have that mix.
Cool. Yeah, so you had the idea for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was your like first step?
Literally within 2-3 weeks, I made phone calls on how I could do it myself and more efficiently, because I know eventually the goal would have been to do all mail house.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if you are familiar with the Florida Villager from Miami. They have, so in Miami they have one for each like main city. So they have Coral Gables, they have Pinecrest, and they actually send a magazine. It's like 30 or 40 pages to the homes, to every home in those areas. Right. So, but they only do that. They don't do what I do, which is going to distribution sections and events and stuff like that. They're not as, they just do it remotely. They do it, you know, send it to the homes and that's it.
Okay.
So I said, all right, well, that could be my goal, to have that as one of the tactics, right? Maybe 50% was going to be to do to the homes. Right. But I also want to be able to be part of the community, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to put my magazines and print it. Right. Mm-hmm. If one day I need 150, I want to just print 150. If I'm going to go like next week or 2 weeks, I'm going to go to the Harmony market. I want to print 250 to have with me so I could distribute in the Harmony market. Right. So then, you know, my brain started processing and said, all right, well, what does it cost to have one at home? Right. In my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I went through that process. We got one within a couple of weeks and I started rolling.
And did you notice that you had any hurdles along the way? Was it hard to get it going?
Well,
was it all smooth?
The thing is, for me, hurdles are not really a problem, to be honest with you, thank God, right? Because I always try to find a way. There's never really like a big hard roadblock.
Okay.
When I have something in mind, and this goes back to fitness, like if you think about it, if
that's
you say
I
want to lose this, or I want to gain this, or I want, you say I'm going to do it. I have to do it, right? For my health, for my kids' health, you know, so on and so forth. And you have a mindset, you keep it going, right? There are always going to be hurdles, quote unquote, right? But it's just very smooth,
right?
And in life, when things happen smooth like that, it's meant to be, ultimate, right? It's just like, and thank God I've never had like major any issues. Like it's boom, boom, boom. Now, obviously, you know, with any business, there's going to be, you know, things that come up and you're like, oh, well, you know, how am I going to pay the bill for this month? How am I going to be able to get another client for next month?
Mm-hmm.
There's always something. But to me, that's a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So hurdles are learning
experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
just,
they're part of the process.
Exactly.
Part of the process, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And just like somebody going on a journey to lose weight or get in shape.
Exactly.
You start the process, right? And along the way,
mm-hmm.
there are a gazillion things that can happen. You can get sick. You can be busy. You can be tired.
Mm-hmm.
You can not be seeing any results,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, so when you decided to get the magazine going, was everyone that you approached a straight yes?
Well, no. It's not going to get straight
right.
yes. Right?
Yeah,
right?
But it's my point to, people start doing something and they expect that they're going to lose weight linearly, right?
Right? It doesn't
like
work
every day
that
they'll get on the scale and they'll lose.
There's going to be bumps.
And it doesn't happen that way.
Right.
There are supposed to be bumps, right? That's where you learn.
Right.
That's where you learn what to say, what not to say,
so,
what to do, what not to do.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. So it's, even though it seems like I'll be like a salesperson to try to say it, sell a space in the ad, right? You know, I could hire somebody to sell a place in the ad. I'm actually selling my expertise,
mm-hmm.
my market expertise.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm telling them that it's not, yeah, this is just a tactics for you to place your ad in it, but these are the different things that you're going to benefit from it,
mm-hmm.
right? There's expansion of your business. There's brand awareness. There's brand recognition. All these things, the salesperson from the Florida Villager or the salesperson from that little rinky dink, flyer thing, this is not going to tell you, right? Yeah. These people are just trying to make money. In my case, it's not about that. It's to help the small businesses and the businesses around here grow. And ultimately, that's what I'm trying to solve for. So if I do get a no or I'm not interested, I say, okay, cool. But let me tell you the benefits that you're going to have of being a part of our community, yeah. right?
Right.
And then being a part of the events and have that brand recognition. The more you do, and we've talked about this mm-hmm. before, the more you do, the more you have your brand in the area, like in the community, the more people recognize it. And then it could be 4, 6, 7 months down the road,
sure.
yeah. but they'll recognize and say, yeah, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's not immediate, but.
Right. So you said that when you started, you were, from day one, you were thinking about scaling?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, not day one. I'm sorry. Day, like maybe 2-3 months, because it was okay. originally around St. Cloud.
Okay.
Right.
So that's my question.
Yeah.
What was the moment that you said, you know what, I think I can scale this? Was it I think I can scale, or was it I want to scale?
So when I noticed that there was interest on a regular basis and I started picking up the amount of distribution and people were actually asking about it, this was 3 months in, 2-3 months in, people were asking, oh, where can I get it? Where did I find it? Oh, I saw it for a couple months, but I didn't see it again. Or I got it to the mail in my house at one time, but I didn't get it for 2 months. Like when people started asking about it, I'm like, wait a minute, this could actually go a little bit further. Mm-hmm. And then I started saying, okay, well, what would it take for me to end up essentially quitting my full-time job, right? Mm-hmm. And then I started saying, all right, well, it can't be just St. Cloud. Because St. Cloud, yeah, I could make a good amount of money. I could grow the business that way. But in order for me to make and quit my full-time job eventually, I would have to go and say, all right, I need to do these other towns,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right, from the business standpoint, right? And then I started noticing what the other towns need, and you have to, you know, do it and adjust accordingly.
Right.
But
and that's so similar to fitness, because like when you get feedback, or mm-hmm. you start to see progress,
yeah. there you go.
There's such a different level of belief that you get, mm-hmm. and also like, well, what else can I do?
Right.
And that happens all the time. Like,
right.
We talk to people and they're like, well, I'm going to be realistic here. Like, I know I'm not going to look like I did in my 20s. It's like, well, wait a minute. Like,
who says that?
You could look so much better, yeah. right? But it's like, okay, you want to do just this. And then you achieve it. And right. then you're like,
what else?
And people
I
start telling you, like, wow, you look so different. What is it you're doing?
Right.
Or your clothes fits different. Or, you know, and then you're like, shit, like,
right.
okay, well, maybe I can, you know, do a little bit more. Maybe I can
yep.
do that show. Maybe I can do that photo shoot. Maybe I can lose more weight or whatever. But it's almost like you need to see the proof
yeah.
first.
And did you have metrics in place to say, here's what I'm looking for before I move forward? Or was it more of a instinct type thing?
I think it's an instinct type.
Okay.
It definitely was, because as you see it, and it's feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
To your point,
exactly.
right? It was the feedback that you're getting, and these individuals that are asking for it. It's like, wow, so let me start kind of expanding. And then it's also an audience thing too,
yeah.
because the audience in Lake Nona is different from the audience in St. Cloud.
Right.
Same thing with Kissimmee. So we have
mm-hmm.
to look at that too.
Yeah.
But still, there was still that interest,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, oh, I can't wait to see it at the event. Or are you going to be at this event?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to, you know, so that interest was like, you know what? Let me start expanding it. And then I didn't tell you this before, but I have my daughter. She's 12, almost 12. She helps, right?
Oh,
and she's actually, you know, with the market, so she's distributing, and they love her because she actually tries to sell the magazine, right, with these
That's
people,
so cool.
and she has a business mindset,
yeah.
right? So she's like, oh, this helps small businesses, and you could grow, and this and that.
I love that.
I always love to bring her to help out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have that too.
We always involve the kids in everything.
That's great.
Right? There's a... Like anything else, it's very different to learn something
mm-hmm.
than it is to actually do it, right?
Experience it.
And
exactly.
somebody can take a class in sales,
mm-hmm.
and it's very different to sell,
exactly.
right? To get the kids to be involved in what you're doing from the get, and let them feel what it's like to grow it and see it grow and do all the things
yeah.
is definitely one of the things that we have done from day one, you know, and... Always kept, maybe the kids don't want to pursue it, you know.
That's okay. They don't have to. They don't have to pursue
once
it.
Once we, you know, evolve or do something else. But at the very least, watching
mm-hmm.
the journey and
yep.
seeing the
and
work behind it.
It.
And seeing that it's a process.
Yeah.
And that it didn't start maybe where you
right.
see it today.
Well, they value it more.
Mm-hmm.
They value, I mean, the same thing, and we're going off tangent here, but the same thing when you build a pool. Like we just finished building a pool a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the actual build. and what it takes to get there, and the stress and anxiety of trying, when is it going to be done? When can I go in? And this and that, like, you know, the kids are, you know, when they learn how to appreciate it.
Yeah.
So with the business standpoint, if you bring them involved, they could appreciate it. Doesn't mean that they're going to do that one thing,
right.
But they value it. So they know the effort that you have to do to put in to get to a certain level.
And it's tangible life lessons that they take.
Correct.
Exactly. You know, it's funny that example is funny because you always use the building of the houses. The
foundation, like, right.
We walk around, you know, our old neighborhood used to have a lot of houses that were being mm-hmm. built, and you used to always take pictures.
And I would take pictures.
This is like fitness.
Yeah.
Like,
because you they go brick by brick.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of times in business, new entrepreneurs, and just like in our fitness world, everybody wants to know the outcome, right? You want to know what color you're painting the bathroom and what bath towels you're going to use when they're still laying bricks.
Right.
Right. The process has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't skip steps, you know, and the house building analogy, the pool building yeah. analogy, the business building analogy, they all are the same.
They're all the same.
You know, you've got a day one, and there are a lot of bricks to lay along yeah. the way, a lot of meetings to take, a lot of phone calls mm-hmm. to make, to get to the place where you have arrived at that first level of knowing that you're on the right path,
right.
Yeah.
that catapults you. You know, it's like that first notch on the belt that you're like, okay,
yeah.
something's happening, right?
Yeah.
right? Or that first time the jeans go up with nothing is very different than
you
when they don't fit.
You have to jump into those
right?
jeans.
But the day they don't fit anymore, yeah. it's like, all right, this is a whole other level.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are the parallels that I keep talking about over and over, totally. That sometimes when it comes in our world, when it comes to outcomes and results, everyone wants to skip. Everyone is desperate to make it happen fast, and nothing happens fast,
right?
Right? You didn't get there fast,
right.
So you know it doesn't mean that it's going to take you the same amount of time to
yeah.
not be there.
Yeah.
But it is a process.
Yep.
You know, there's yeah. a process along the way.
But even what you're saying, like to eventually replace your current income or your job,
exactly.
your full-time job, it's like you're not like, all right, how fast can I do this so I can get my job? Like,
right.
no,
you can't.
Like, you're building.
It's a build. You have
right,
to.
Right. It's a process.
And then, how long were you in Lake Nona before you decide? To add Kissimmee, or was it like, all right, we're doing Lake Nona, we're doing Kissimmee, we're doing...
So Kissimmee is next. Kissimmee okay. is the third one, but I'm debating, you know, if I should do Kissimmee or Avalon Park next. Because
okay.
it all, you know, since I work my full time, you know, I do most of the actual distribution. I mean, I did hire somebody not to help me out too, but it still is one person, right?
Right?
So calling and, you know, it's a little bit more complicated. So
yeah.
Eventually, you know, I'll be able to, as you say, with the here, Melbourne is also in you know, in the works too, Insights. So the idea is to have 7-10 of them minimum. You know, a year, 2 years down the road, but mm-hmm. I need to be able to physically go to those. So right now, Lake Nona is the one that I'm focusing on next. And then depending on if Kissimmee would be, you know, the next one that I could do or Avalon Park. So we'll see. But Kissimmee, I'm not printing yet, but I did start printing Lake Nona.
Okay. And do you have like a pre-plan of what you want that all to look like, or are you kind of waiting to see how it plays out?
Well, ultimately, what I want...
I'll tell you why
yeah,
I asked.
Of course.
I asked because, again, in business, because we're talking about business
yeah.
now, a lot of times entrepreneurs, right, which everybody wants to be one now, are...
It's the hip thing to do.
All right.
It's very hip, you know. It's very hip to,
yeah.
so
to the
cool.
unknown. But a lot of times entrepreneurs are scaling right away or too fast
yeah.
or worried about the next thing, right?
Right?
What are some of the things that you are looking at before you move forward?
Well, the audience is one thing, right? Like, are these individuals in this town going to appreciate what I'm offering, mm-hmm. right? And what I do is I start going to community events and just being a part of them and you know, being around. A lot of our clients also, we're close enough, right? So there's services mm-hmm. that people could be in the Kissimmee area, in the
right.
Lake Nona area.
Right.
So trying to see the engaged interest there. Mm-hmm. I have a calendar of events section that's always there, right? And I have a business listing section. So these two main cornerstones of the publication is what I want to see people interact with.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the other day in my email a lady, that actually an older lady, that circled all the events that she wanted to attend. And she sent it to my email and said, oh my God, thank you so much. I love seeing this and I appreciate it. Instead of going to a website or social media, she actually used this printed piece to circle her agenda,
mm-hmm.
right?
I love
of
that.
What she wanted to do. So I want to see that take place in these other towns.
There's a lot of value, guys, in writing things down.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's a
much.
Lot of value
there's
in,
power.
In
yeah.
putting things on paper,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, 100%.
But let me ask you, from a just because I like to talk about business, so we'll talk a little bit about business. From a business standpoint, right? The cross-pollination or cross-marketing possibility there is, you know, nothing's really far.
Right.
Right? Like we go to Melbourne for one thing, and we'll go to Kissimmee for the other.
Exactly.
Like, none of these things are actually far from each other.
Right.
When you live in South Florida, right? Just because you live in Kendall doesn't mean that
you don't go to Coral Gables
to eat something, or you don't go, you know, to Pinecrest, or you don't... Here it's very strange because people don't tend to leave their area much if you're from here, right? Like, we've met people in St. Cloud that have never left St. Cloud.
Yeah.
And
not even to Miami.
We find that interesting.
Yeah.
But the way that's being structured leaves room for so much cross.
Absolutely.
Right? Is that intentional?
There is okay. some intention there, so they
are we not supposed to say that?
No, absolutely.
Because we could edit that out.
It is intentional, you know, so they could start seeing, you know, the value of, oh, St. Cloud is right down the street, you know, or Kissimmee is right down the street, Lake Nona, you know, so on and so forth. So we want to be able to gather that audience, you know, to be able to have it. So when we do a Lake Nona edition focused or a Kissimmee edition focused, that would be where they get it. You know, they'll be able to, and there'll be cross-pollination, of course. That's but the right. goal is for each one to have
their own.
So right now there's cross-pollination because we're so close and it's still too new, right? But the goal is for Kissimmee to have its own.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
its own voice, its own thing,
its own calendar of events, its own business listings. Right, even though there's a slight cross, but still the main goal is for it to have that one, and then Lake Nona the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we could go because Kissimmee could go all the way through Disney,
right?
You know, all the way to that far. Right, I don't know if I want to, but you know, but you know, maybe I'll stay this way for now. But eventually, the goal I could do that whole area.
Yeah. Right, and then how far into this project are you already looking at? I know you said before, you know, 7 or 8 towns, but how much?
7 to 10 in the next 7 to 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. That's what I'm shooting for.
How many people watching or listening are willing to put in 2 years of anything?
That's it. Exactly.
That's the problem, right?
That's the thing.
Business, relationship, 100%. Fitness, insert thing. Like, if you are not playing the long game, if you are not thinking 2 years ahead, and here's the thing, and we've experienced this so much, I'm sure you have too.
Mm-hmm.
You can make all these plans. You can make, like, we just did are in the process of doing our next, you know, decade, right? Because we just, like, are celebrating our first decade together, so we're going to do the next one, and we want to be really intentional about it. But the thing is, it's like, it doesn't matter how much you plan. God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, has a way of making it a million times better, is what we've experienced. Mm-hmm.
Yep, of course.
However, if you don't know where you're going, and you're not willing to plan ahead and to have a long-term goal and to put in the time, like we just celebrated with one of our girls, her 50 pounds, right? It took her 50 weeks, pound a week, one brick at a time.
That's it.
Most people aren't willing to say a year. It's gonna take me a year. I don't want to wait a year.
And we tell everybody the same thing.
Right.
The year is going to pass anyway.
Right.
Whether you lose the weight or you don't.
100%.
So why not put in the time?
Right. So back to business. If you're not saying, okay, in 2 years this,
right,
even though it can be 10 times better, or it can be shifted, or it could be whatever,
right,
you know that you're putting in the time, and you're going to work toward that time. And like you said, no matter what comes your way, right, you made a decision.
Right.
All of it is all the same.
And is that the pivoting point for you where you say, okay, now I'm all in on this?
Once you get to 10, is that your thing?
No, you got to keep on going.
Right.
You got to keep on going. At the end of the day.
Like, for example, you want to like let go of your full-time job?
Yes, eventually. That would be I would say 7 to 10 is my pivoting point.
Okay.
I would think so. Because that would help me grow the business. At the same time, I'll be able to
have sustainability
for
Right. And then you could, you know, put all your time into it.
Correct.
And then
you could probably go to 20.
Right.
That's what it is.
You have the time. That's what it is.
I mean, you have Sanford, right, which is a beautiful town, very, very similar to St. Cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You have Winter Garden. You have Winter Park.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You have all these areas. Windermere. Mm-hmm. Right. Dr. Phillips area.
Uh-huh.
Right. So maybe you could combine both of them. But I could count 10 without even thinking.
And that's just this area.
And that's just the Central Florida.
If you don't want to mess around with South Florida.
That's true. But now, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what Melbourne and Cocoa Beach and Daytona Beach and St. Augustine.
Uh-huh.
So those are things where you're like, all right, well, I could focus on those.
Right.
Right. I went up to a road trip not too long ago, you know, through Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many little towns, you know, Savannah and then Atlanta, like outside of, like, you know, Alpharetta. you know, Gatlinburg, like all these places, you know, I'm not trying to say it, maybe that's a 5-year thing, but still, like there's little towns that could use something like this, right? That if I really wanted to scale, I could.
But even that, even knowing, like even thinking about it, like there's a lot of little towns that could benefit from something like this, right? Like you understand your market,
right?
You're not going after everybody.
And you have a very specific vision and mission because you're trying to help the towns.
Absolutely.
And I think
of course
that
you need to make a business out of it, but still.
Right.
Whether you are looking at it from the business perspective or the fitness journey perspective, you need to have clarity in the goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to have structure to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to focus on the process itself and not necessarily on the outcome.
Because
along the way, there will be pivotal points or there will be metrics or outcomes that you are using as stepping stones or milestones to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you never stop there. There is always the next thing, right? And eventually you get to the point where you're like, all right, I'm not going to do any more of these. Are you selling it? Are you moving on to a bigger project?
Yeah.
But to your point, because I don't want to forget, the anchor of any business or of any goal has to be what the core of the mission is.
Right.
That's why I think a lot of times people give up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yes, you want to eventually quit your job and you need to provide for your family and we all need to make money and
right.
we all want to grow our businesses as entrepreneurs, all of that. But your mission, right, like your anchor really is like little towns need this, right?
Right.
Like little towns, this could be so helpful for them while I'm doing what I need to do.
Yeah.
And that becomes a lot of times a problem with, that's why people give up. That's why any hurdles like, well, I need to lose the weight. It's like, what's really like the anchor here? Like go like 10 steps deeper into
right.
like, why is it that you need to
exactly.
lose the weight? Or why is it that you need to quit your job? Or why is it that you need to get out of that relationship, right? Like what is really the reason? Because if you get to the actual reason and it's not surface shit, then you can actually make the moves no matter what.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
those
and
are
play
the
long game.
And those
yeah.
are the things that you use on the days where things get tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the things where roadblocks
or why
out.
You're
right.
able to look,
right.
you know, 5 years ahead or 2 or 10 or into
right.
things.
I mean,
it's purpose driven.
Yeah,
yes.
exactly. Well,
yes.
I was going to say, you have to have the drive,
yes.
right? That's what I was alluding to. Like, you have to have that focus and the drive on where the next steps are going to take you,
mm-hmm.
right? While also benefiting the mission that you're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
That drive is important.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I don't think that enough people realize how important purpose is.
Yes.
And statistically, like people retire at whatever age it is now
mm-hmm.
and have nothing else to do. And they're
right.
almost waiting out their days, right?
Yeah.
There's no purpose behind it.
Yeah.
Like you spend all that time working and working and working and working to get to that point where you don't have to work anymore, but you don't have anything else to do.
Right.
Right? You need purpose. Purpose is the reason that we stay alive. Purpose is the reason that we do whatever. It really sounded like The Matrix for a second.
Yeah, it is.
You know that scene?
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Purpose gives you this.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was really weird. The other day we walked into 10 Lines,
uh-huh.
the tanning place.
Yeah.
10 Lines. And the bed that I use is called The Matrix.
Oh.
And I walked in and they're like, oh, are you unplugged from The Matrix? And I was like, oh, this is really bad.
Man.
I had just watched an AI thing.
Oh, man.
I'm like, this all sounds too weird.
And The Matrix is his favorite movie.
Yeah, I'm like, this all sounds too weird.
Yeah.
Either plug me in or unplug me. But I don't want to know if I'm not plugged in.
Right.
But anyway, you need purpose. You need purpose to continue to move forward no matter what. No matter what the goal is,
right.
whether the goal is business driven, you have to have a reason why you're doing it.
Right.
And that cannot be financially based exclusively.
Right. It can't be surface.
No,
it
can't be.
It can't be surface.
It can't be surface.
Right.
And when you're trying to get in shape and you want to lose weight and you want to do the thing, you need a bigger goal than just a number on the scale
100%.
To move you, right? The number on the scale is almost like the number in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You need something else because if it moves or doesn't mean that you stop.
Yeah.
Because your goal's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a competitive person, right? I've always been.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to do a little bit is competition with myself,
mm-hmm.
right? And when you look at the competition and you say, all right, well, I'm going to be by this then. If I'm not, then I lose, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
right? So I go to that next level and I just go a level up and keep on leveling up, right? If you look at it by that way, and then your drive becomes that much higher,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. I love that.
100%. You have to have a certain level of competitiveness.
Yeah.
And intrinsically connect with what drives you.
Correct.
Yes.
Right? Like we often talk about, even with our kids, or you know, the kids are driven by different things.
Yeah.
You know?
They're so different.
But intrinsically, we all have drivers that move us, right? Like, you know, we all have needs that will move us to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You've got to spend some time connecting to what those are so that you can take advantage of that. And absolutely, the knowing, right? Having clarity.
Yeah.
If you're a competitive person, you're going to compete with yourself. That'll drive you.
Right.
But if that doesn't move you and you want to use that as the anchor, you're never going to get anywhere. Right. So you have to have
your
some clarity to where you're going and what you're
doing.
But
it is important to think.
1,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
One of the things that we always, well, this is a new season, but one of the things that we would always ask on the show of people that had completed the journey, because what we would do is, after somebody had started with us and gone through the entire process, competed on stage, they've gone through the process, right? And now they're a different person. And we would always ask, what would you say to the person that's on the other side of this, that's watching or listening, that's on the fence about whether or not they should get started, right? Like, they're talking themselves out of it.
Yep.
I don't think I can lose the weight. I don't think I can do the thing.
Yep.
In this case, it's almost, it's the exact same question, but what do you say now that you are, you know, growing and you've got plans of expanding, to the person that's on the other side of anything that they're diddly-daddling over, right? And they're not really sure if they're going to go all in on that project. Or that business, or that goal, whatever that might
be.
From your perspective, what do you say to somebody there?
Well, the thing is that I look at it where you're going to be stuck in that same rut, okay, over and over again. In my case, it's the full time, right? It's working for the person, right, over and over again. And yeah, you could increase, you could grow, you could make more money, you could have bonuses, but it's not about money. Right? It's about having the flexibility of having what you value and your mission and your goals. Right? So in essence, it could be from business, it could be from personal goals. Go back and say, you're going to be stuck on that. So relating to fitness, you could stay on the couch all day watching, you know, and eating stuff and just staying there and watching football, whatever, drinking beer, eating. But if you don't kind of say, okay, well, I want to take it to that next step, I want to be able to get out of that rut. Okay, you have to be willing to have that drive, right? So in my case, you know, am I willing to just, going back 2 or 3 years, staying in that full time, right? Staying stuck. Yeah, I could get a better job. I get, you know, with my experience, 23 plus years of experience, I get anything I want, right? I really can, right? I can make anything I want, essentially, you know, ultimately. You know, I can get bonuses. I could negotiate structure, say I want a 20% bonus, no problem. But at what point is it never ending. It's going to be never ending. So, you know, for me, I think this is a great opportunity. I think COVID, I'm going to be honest with you, COVID has been a blessing.
Us too.
COVID has been an absolute blessing. Mm-hmm. I have no, like, nothing. If it wasn't for COVID, I wouldn't be in the situation where I'm at today, right? I wouldn't have my home, because I got my home, like, at the cheapest price ever. You know, I saved, like, almost $70,000. I got, you know, refrigerator. We got washer dryer free. Like, it was all because no one wanted to buy a home at the time, right? So COVID has been a blessing, to be honest with you. But, you know, going back to what I was saying is, like, you know, you don't want to be stuck in a rut, right? And just over and over again, because, you know, I'm in my 40s right now. I don't want to...
You have a lot of time left.
That's his joke.
Well, right, of course.
I say that to everybody.
But it's funny. It's funny, though, because at what point, right? You're looking at 50 years old, you're looking at 60 years old, and you're like, well, what happened? So, quick story. My parents, they're retiring, and my dad retired. My mom is still working at 73 years old.
Wow.
Okay? And she says she loves it. She's an accountant. I'm like, how can you love accounting? Out of all things... I mean, accounting is probably one of the most boring things, but she likes it because she's not home,
right?
Which is fine. That's her.
That's the purpose.
Right.
Purpose.
That's her thing, you know, on her. But she doesn't own anything. She doesn't own a home. She doesn't own her car, right? She doesn't have investments. She doesn't have stock, right? And I have two siblings. So us three, like, we had to learn, in essence, how to expand, how to take ours to the next level, and how to build for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for us. You know, for our kids. And that's the drive that I'm referring to, right? I mean, I don't mind, you know, staying home alone, you know, and just working out and being at the pool, whatever. I'm doing it for my kids, right? So they can have a better life. And that's what I'm struggling.
Yeah, 100%. I love that. And again, back to the mission, the anchor,
clarity. Right, the purpose.
Insert goal, like all of those things are such key factors.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's great.
Do you think my question fits in business? Is that why you're looking at me like that? I always ask everyone, like, again, back to what he was saying, we always do the fitness thing, so I always ask them at the end of their journey, like, what was the most impactful part of that whole process, that whole journey for them? So I guess in this case, right, in this venture of yours.
And I think it fits because starting a business isn't easy.
Right.
Right? And
despite what everybody might think.
Right.
We were at T-Mobile.
I don't know where.
Day.
I don't know if people think that.
We were at T-Mobile.
You know how T-Mobile has those portable Wi-Fi things?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like you could have Wi-Fi anywhere. So at our facility, there's no cable, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no Spectrum, there's no Comcast, there's no nothing.
Because it's not like wired for it because it's a new building.
Right.
So I'm like, we'll just get one of those portable Wi-Fi machines and we'll have Wi-Fi for everything.
Right.
And
you were wearing that shirt.
Right. But then it was like middle of the day and he's asking, is this for home? I said, no, it's for a business. He's like, oh, you own a business. He's like, so you don't have to work.
Oh, that's like, incredible.
Literally. I looked at her like,
are you kidding?
I'm literally working right now.
It's like, literally the opposite.
It doesn't
it's
stop.
The opposite. Literally all I do is work
I don't like
non-stop.
And
that's why it's a fad. Everyone's like, oh, I can own my business. I can make my own hours and I'm in charge of how much money I make and I don't have to answer to anybody. It's
at
like,
all.
Yeah, but you are non-stop.
And I'll let you finish your question, but there's so many times people say that if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's misquoted, right? Because when you do what you love, you want to do so much of it that you don't stop. So you actually end up doing more of it, right? It doesn't feel like work.
As labor.
Because technically the definition of work is something uncomfortable, right? And most people, for the most part, are not necessarily happy doing the thing that they do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do the thing that you love, the thing that drives you, the thing that calls you, you can't stop doing it. So you're always working,
right?
And so it's the opposite.
Yeah.
When you find the thing you love, yes, you can build a business around it. But you're going to
work
a lot more than you think.
Absolutely.
Go.
So what was the most impactful part of this whole journey to you so far?
I'm going to be honest with you, and I bring her back, but my daughter, seeing my daughter being able to emulate what I do and how I sell it to the people, that was pretty impactful because I'm like, I'm impacting this little almost 12-year-old, like it's awesome. It's a blessing, right?
Totally.
And if I say, oh, I can't do it anymore or I give up, then that's going to impact her and my son too negatively. So it's like I think of her and him, you know, and just working through the process. But that has been, you know, and she comes out, she helps me with the printer. She, you know, she gives me advice about this. And now we're doing apparel also. So she's helping me with the designs. Oh, you could do this design. You could do that design. Oh, why don't you do this? So it's very, very cool. She has a nice mindset when it comes to that. And yeah, to answer your question.
100%.
Guys,
that is exactly what we want this season to be about.
Yes.
And that's why we are bringing a variety of guests on the show this season. That is why we are talking about all of the things that we said we wanted to talk about when we started the show. You know, we want to talk about fitness, we want to talk about business, we want to talk about life, because there are so many elements that run parallel, but there are so many other things going on and there are so many stories that hopefully you are watching or listening to. And even if you got one thing out of that and you say, you know what, I am going to move forward with my thingamajig thing that I've been thinking about for 17 years. That's really the purpose of all of this, right?
Yeah.
So that the people on the other side of the camera or the headphones or wherever you're listening to this get something and say, I'm on the right path.
Right.
You know what? I'm going through my struggle right now, but I keep hearing the same thing. It's not linear. You know, there are things that you got to go through.
There's a thing we saw the other day that says, trust the process, even if it seems like it's not processing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like, it's
cool.
So true. Like
every
process has its moments where it seems like it's just like, okay, is anything happening? But you keep going
1,000%, 1,000%. We want to thank you for being on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Guys, if you are
so
watching,
good.
Listening, please make sure you do what people do on podcasts, like, share, comment, subscribe. If you are on YouTube, make sure that you give it a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Ask questions. I told you in the last episode, this is an interactive season, so make sure you are talking. I am not going to tell you what we said about Cobra Kai unless you ask. Till next time, everybody. Peace out.
Bye.
Thanks.